From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
The New World Economic Outlook anticipates a slight acceleration in growth in 2016 relative to 2015 to 3.2% rate of growth, followed by a further acceleration to 3.5% in 2017.
Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. About 25 operations were needed to rescue them from overcrowded boats. Italian authorities say there were no casualties. Meanwhile, Austria says it's planning to bring back tighter controls on its border with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. A suicide bomber killed at least 4 people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduling their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. That meeting will be held April 20th at NATO headquarters in Brussels. 2 Turkish soldiers were killed and at least 50 other people injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district. Turkish authorities are blaming the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. This is VOA News.